Vanessa opened her eyes as a stream of sweat slid from her forehead down the side of her face. It dripped onto her uniform, which consisted of a peach top and black pants. She wiped another bead of sweat on her sleeve as she dropped into the chair in the back room.
"You look beat. Take a break. We've got this."
Abba prepared a plate of food for the customers waiting in front of the restaurant. She had three eyes, purple hair, dark green skin, and a warm smile that made everyone feel welcome. Her mother watched her young children while she worked at the restaurant. Her husband left her last solar cycle for another star bean with a bigger bust. Vanessa blew out a breath.
"I didn't sleep too well last night. It's been crazy busy, and I'm not complaining, but you've been on your feet for 6 hours without a break. I don't want you passing out on me. I need my best chef recharged so she can continue to help me."
The third eye on the side of her forehead winked, while the other two focused on the garnish.
"D1 and D2 can hold the fort back here."
The humanoid droids stopped loading the Aquajet, a massive dishwasher with dirty plates and cutlery. They both whirled toward her.
"Take a break, Vanessa. We don't want you passing out. We like your presence here."
She smiled at the male and female droids that looked like brown-skinned star beans. D1 was a female with short green hair, and D2 a bald male. Both were programmed to lift heavy things, reach her boxes in high places, clean the floors, wash the dishes, cut the vegetables, and help with anything that their software provided. Vanessa wished she had one of these droids when she was on Earth. She could program it to help her with whatever she needed. It would save her time. But then again, convenience would probably make her lazy.
"I suppose I can take a break. I can always rely on you both."
It still amazed her that she was living, working, and talking to star beings and droids on another planet. Just months ago, she was living on Earth, unsure of what she wanted. Now, she was in Sado, mending her heart and soul, finding her way to who she was before the trauma. These star beings showed her more kindness than a man who once vowed to love her. She rose from the chair and glanced outside. Some fresh air would clear her mind and energize her.
"Do you need anything from the garden? I'm going to take a short break outside."
Abba looked into her basket.
"Some herbs and maybe a few tomatoes. The salads are selling fast this week. Can you get me a combination of colors? Thanks."
"Will do."
Vanessa entered the bathroom and splashed cold water on her face, washing away the sweat. The cold water refreshed her, giving her a boost of energy. Dark circles hung heavy under her eyes. She should have worn some makeup before getting to work, but she had been too tired. Her braid had come undone, and the messy red hair stuck out like a bird's nest. After fixing her braid, she grabbed a basket and strode out to the back door and into the huge yard that also served as a garden for the restaurant. Farther back lay a wide ditch with a small stream that separated the yard from the woods. She headed over to the jamato bush, which was similar to grape or cherry tomatoes on Earth. But these jamatos grew in clumps of threes or fours, and they came in various colors. Some even had dots that made them look like ladybugs. Nature healed in many ways. She inhaled a big breath, held it in her lungs, and released it. Her body lightened a bit, but the nerves lingered at the pit of her belly, causing a minor cramp and tightness in her chest that often occurred from worrying too much. But she wasn't concerned about anything right now, so why were they bothering her? She inhaled another breath, and through the muscles relaxed. Energy zapped her. Something hissed, like static electricity. What was this strange sensation? The unease reminded her of times her body coiled with tension in anticipation of what Travis would find wrong with her that day. Were these nerves warning her about something? Was she developing some kind of syndrome? That was the last thing she needed. What the hell was going on with her?
"I need sleep."
Tonight, she'd go home, shower, and go straight to bed. She held a purple jamato in her hand. "It's not too much to ask, right?" She dropped it into the basket.
"I just want a good night's sleep. That's not a difficult thing to ask. Everyone needs rest. Even you."
If someone were to listen to her talk to her vegetables, they'd consider her insane. She didn't care. Plants were living things too. Just because they couldn't speak didn't mean they weren't alive.
"Sometimes I wish I could be like you." She glanced down at the pink jamato.
"Your life is simple, and you exist for one purpose only. Your food to the birds, animals, and the customers who come to Happy Belly. You don't have a dark past you're trying to erase. You don't have nightmares. You just exist